This is round 5 of the National History Bowl between Northwestern and Michigan.
Michigan A.
Okay, you're telling me to keep my hand off the buzzer. Yes. Northwestern, if you guys want to buzz in and give names.
Evan.
You're recording this.
It's the quiz.
That's exciting.
Dan.
All right, time to nag.
Corey.
Everybody, let's go about my
race. Okay, Michigan, you guys are close.
I'll leave out my name.
Let's put a piece of Curtis.
Yeah.
Let's give him the one that I was first.
Will.
Saul, S-A-U-L.
I'm going to nag Saul. I'm going to remember me for the O-N-G game I played.
Just so you know, I'm not cheating. I'm just checking our ICT predictions.
There's $15 writing on.
Yeah, this is
far more important. Yeah.
The total pool for our ICT fantasy draft is
$12.
Okay. So this is toss-up number 1 of round 5. The run-up to this event's all a declaration of war justified by the alleged mistreatment of the ambassador L. Aurelius Orestes. Orestes' diplomatic efforts had been followed by similar efforts by Sextus Iulius Caesar. Prior to this event, an army under Critolas had moved to suppress a rebellion at Heraclea, but the army was defeated at Scarphaea, and Critolas was killed, after which the force which carried out this event won another battle at Leucopetra. This event was preceded by an embassy from Quintus Metellus, but negotiations failed, and this event...
Should go to the end?
No. And this event was carried out by forces under Lucius Mummius. For 10 points, another event following which Macedonia became a Roman province, the destruction of the chief city of the Achaean League.
Sack of Corinth?
It is the Sack of Corinth.
Yeah.
Right, identify the following about pollution and other ecological disasters for 10 points each. In the period between 1971 and 1973, plaintiffs representing sufferers of mercury poisoning and ouch disease won 4 major lawsuits in this country. Japan. This river was turned red in 1986 due to a chemical spill at a Sandoz factory. Cornelius Ryan wrote about a 1974 war book about an attempt to cross this river that was made into a Richard Attenborough film.
The River Kwai.
River Rhine. This state was home to the infamous Love Canal Superfund site. In 2001, Rudy Giuliani closed down the Fresh Kills landfill in its largest city.
New York.
Answer?
It's not
New
York.
New York, no points.
What, Rudy Giuliani?
Why?
Yeah,
would
it be New York?
Toss it to you. You're a fucking moron, Alice.
Timothy Boyle's article titled New Lights on This Event argued that it was planned. During this event, the speaker referenced influence invaluable to human liberty and asserted that nothing would justify a disturbance of international goodwill except questions of the gravest national importance. The speaker here also claimed that he would make great sacrifices to preserve the peace, but warned that if peace could only be obtained by allowing Britain to be treated as if she were of no account in the cabinet of nations, such a situation would be intolerable. Formulated in response to the gunboat Panthers docking in Agadir to initiate the second Morocco crisis.
The Mansion House speech.
It is the Mansion House speech.
Thanks.
Just getting this city reached its zenith as the seat of an empire under its third dynasty. For 10 points each, identify this city located in modern-day Iraq, whose aforementioned third dynasty was probably founded by a man who took over as this city's governor under Utu Hegal. Ur was overrun during the reign of its king Ibisim in the 20th century BCE by forces of this Iranian kingdom. Answer. Ur lost most of its influence until its rebuilding by this great Chaldean ruler of Babylon, Babylonia, who also conquered Jerusalem and deported many of its people. The Book of Daniel said during his reign.
Nebuchadnezzar II.
Yeah,
20 points.
That's why I'm here.
Toss 3. In the 1920s, this state's namesake Farmers Union changed its name to the United Country Party and governed this province until 1955, when legislative redistricting brought the liberals under Henry Bolt to power in the state, first settled by a group called the Port Phillip Association, as well as by a rival group headed by John Walker.
Victoria.
It is Victoria Power.
Oh,
Bonus. 125 blocks of this city were closed off by Mayor James H.J. Tate during a 1964 race riot for 10 points each, either by this city where a police helicopter dropped a bomb on members of the MOVE organization in 1985.
I do not know where we are.
I don't know.
Detroit?
Philadelphia. In 1965, large sections of a black neighborhood in Los Angeles were burned during this event, supposedly started by a youth yelling, burn, baby, burn. A 1943 race riot in this city began over a card game at Belle Isle. John Conyers attempted to pacify the crowd in the later 12th Street riot in this city, the largest such riot since the Civil War.
New York, because there were draft riots.
Yeah, that's
answer.
But New York.
Detroit, 10 points.
Sorry.
Toss it forward.
Another with Michigan.
One participant in this action planned to signal sabotage with the phrase, "It smells like something's burning." Adam Clymer says that five Democratic senators were defeated for re-election due to supporting this action, which began to be considered after the raising of flags on Martyrs Day. In the 1976 Republican primaries, Ronald Reagan vigorously opposed this action. The treaty which accomplished this action was supplemented by a neutrality treaty 2 years later. This action opposed by Reagan's slogan, "We built it, we paid for it."
Panama Canal, getting it back to
Panama. Yeah, return to the Panama Canal. 10 points for Michigan. Bonus. Identify the following about jousting for 10 points each. This man's successor, Henry II, died in a jousting accident in 1559. He offered patronage to Benvenuto Cellini and entered into an alliance with Suleiman the Magnificent.
Francis the First.
Answer?
Francis I.
Yeah. By the late Middle Ages, most jousting was done according to this code of conduct for knights. Edward III set up a court of this name to deal with judicial matters concerning knights.
Is it not just chivalry?
Chivalry?
Yeah. Yeah. This celebrated English knight was a champion of both jousts and melees. His father served under Empress Matilda, while this man was killed fighting for King John during the First Barons' War.
Is it a monk?
William Marshall, first Earl
Marshall.
I should have done that.
So bad. Try.
Marshall. Study him.
Classified. A state case known as People v. Hall established that the testimony of these people was not admissible in a murder trial. These people were the target of violence in a riot inspired by Working Men's Party President Dennis Kearney. In 18...
Chinese immigrant, whatever?
Yeah, Chinese Americans. Power.
What? Chinese...
Limo.
At the end of this novel, Gabriel Bagradian is killed while standing over his son's grave, but not before he manages to get his fellow townsmen on a ship. For 10 points each, I identify this novel set during the Armenian Genocide, in which the Turks attempt to seize the title mountain.
I think Curtis knows.
Answer?
No.
The 40 Days of Musadag. The 40 Days of Musadag is a novel by this German writer, probably better known for his novel about a girl who has a vision of the Virgin Mary in the Song of Bernadette.
The last person
at
the other
day. Answer. Friends, Werfel. Werfel's other historical works include a play titled after Maximilian and this man, a Oaxacan liberal who carried out major constitutional reforms as president of Mexico from 1861 to 1872.
Juarez.
Yeah, 10 points for Northwestern. Toss up 6. The Whitehead link is a counterexample to an attempted proof of this theorem. A more general form of this theorem, which describes a classification system based on decompositions, was formulated by William Thurston. John Milner showed that this theorem was valid in its 7 dimensions, leading to work by Stephen Small, which showed the validity of this theorem in dimensions 5 and higher, after which Michael Friedman pushed the upper dimension bound on this theorem down to 4. The eventual proof of this theorem was made possible by Richard Hamilton. Hamilton's work on Ricci flows. For 10 points, identify this conjecture originated by its French namesake, which holds that every simply connected closed three manifold is homeomorphic to the three sphere proven by Gregory Perlman.
Poincaré.
This is Poincaré conjecture. So, Northwestern, your bonus. This man was the subject of Nancy Eisenberg's sympathetic biography, Fallen Founder. For 10 points each, identify this vice president, most famous for his duel with Alexander Hamilton.
Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr was often referred to as the little emperor of this group. The term tertium is sometimes appended to the front of the name of this faction.
Wait, what are they?
Tertial something.
Aaron Burr is just Aaron Burr.
Answer. It's the Quids. The leading mouthpiece for the Jeffersonians was the newspaper of this name, published by William Duane. A ship of this name rescued members of Shackleton's Ross Sea Party in 1917.
The Endeavor?
Aurora, 10 points.
There's my exploration.
Toss-up 7. In his memoir, The Catastrophe, this man recounted his final days in power at a palace at Gatchina. Images of Napoleon were intercut with him in a 1928 propaganda film by the director of the General Line. This man attempted to shame the men into fighting by supporting Maria Butchkareva's 1st Women's Battalion of Death. He ordered the June Offensive and foiled an alleged coup launched by Lavar Kornilov. The successor of Georgi Lvov's fall from power...
Kerensky?
Who's Kerensky?
Yeah. Thank God they said one of them.
Bonus. Identify the following about the Norwich Crusade for 10 points each. The Norwich Crusade was launched as an alternative to the crusade this man was planning against Castile. He held power during the early reign of Richard II and was the younger brother of Edward the Black Prince.
John.
Yeah. The crusade was endorsed by Pope Urban VI against his rival Clement VII, who was reigning from this French city.
Avignon.
During the crusade, Henry Despenser besieged this city. A more recent battle fought near this city saw extensive fighting in the village of Passchendaele.
Ypres.
Yeah. Ypres. Ypres.
That's where you buzz for battles of Ypres.
Good work.
Absolutely.
Very curious.
Because I've read things.
Test me. Paul Strudel created life-size marble statues for the Hofbibliothek in this city. One artist working in the city created the cushion, while another created the Kubus armchair. Those works were created by Max Kurzweil and Joseph Hoffman. The building here was designed by Joseph Maria Ulbricht and is topped by a gold dome. An art movement in this city was led by a man who created Brussels stocklet frieze and used eyes and...
So that's just... Vienna.
It is Vienna, yes.
Damn.
That was
all you. All right, Professor Brunus. One member of this group was allegedly struck by lightning and was succeeded by his son Numerian and Carinus, while another got his moniker from defeating a certain Germanic tribe for 10 points each. I by this group of emperors that includes Carus and Claudius II Gothicus, who ruled during the late empire and all hailed from the same province, centered on modern-day Albania. Illyrian emperors. One of the most prominent of the Illyrian emperors was this man, who defeated the Palmyran revolt of Zenobia and ruled from 270 to 275 CE.
Can we defenestrate and libel at those men?
No.
This is Illyrian. Another Illyrian emperor was this convert to Christianity who gave the opening address at the 325 Council of Nicaea.
Sure.
Constantine
the Great.
Yep,
10 points
for
we're like capped at 10. Like we can't get 5.
We didn't 10 the first one.
We're capped at 10.
How much did we get? Toss-out 9. One party that ran candidates in this election nominated George Julian for vice president after holding its convention in Pittsburgh. The winning candidate in this election was mockingly called the hero of many a well-fought bottle, while another candidate suffered political fallout from having published the America's Letter 2 years prior. One party in this election sought to win immigrant votes by befriending the visiting La Hos Kossuth. This election...
1848?
No, nice fight. This election saw the third party candidate John Hale gather 150,000 votes of a free soil ticket. The losing candidate picked up only 4 states en route to a loss to an ex senator from New Hampshire. But it was identified as American presidential election, which saw the Whig Winfield Scott lose disastrously to Democrat Franklin Pierce.
1852.
It is 1852.
Brutal.
Northwestern, your bonuses. This arrangement resulted in the opening of the ports at Shimoda and Hakodate for 10 points each, led by this treaty signed in 1854, several months after Matthew Perry first sailed into Tokyo Bay.
Kanagawa.
The Treaty of Kanagawa was signed 10 years after this man negotiated the famously lopsided Treaty of Wangkia with China, which established an independent legal and taxation system within the treaty ports.
No, it's not rude. It's here. It's the other guy with the...
Answer? Caleb Cushing. This crafty diplomat managed to get himself appointed the first consul general to Japan, where he negotiated the 1858 commercial treaty, which bears his name. Answer. Harris, 10 points.
That's important.
Toss out 10. In the early 4th century CE, this city was home to the bishop Hosius, an advisor to Constantine. And 40...
Cordoba.
Power.
Nice.
That is why
I'm going to give
away the first. You're defrenestrated.
Michigan, your bonus. T.O. Soga translated Pilgrim's Progress into the language of these people, whose lands bisected by the Key River were divided into the Siske and Transcave regions by colonial powers. For 10 points each, identify these people who spoke a Bantu language, whose main divisions include the Gakunukwebe, Natalambe, and Gakaleka.
I don't know. Could be like Bushmen or something?
Answer.
Bushman.
Xhosa. For about 800 years, the Xhosa fought this series of wars against European occupation, beginning with the first conflict in 1779. The series of wars finally ended when the British just annexed pretty much all of their land. Answer.
Zulu War.
Cape Frontier Wars. The first series of Cape Frontier Wars were fought against colonists of this nationality. Colonists of this nationality founded the Cape Colony and became Boers.
Dutch.
10 points.
You're so bad, dude. You're so bad.
You're so bad.
So that's a half. It's 95 for Northwestern, 135 for Michigan A.
Yep.
Similar toss-ups were only done
by... You like that
close. Only
okay, toss 11.
Yeah, just do it more.
From 1886 to 1912, this polity was governed by the reformist regent Luitpold. One ruler of this polity divided its lands among his sons in the 1329 Treaty of Pavia. Another ruler of this state, Maximilian I, was able to acquire Austrian territory via the Treaty of Pressburg as a reward for joining the Confederation of the Rhine. Joseph II and Frederick the Great fought a succession war.
So that's Bavaria.
It is Bavaria.
Yes.
Did I talk about
the
table?
Was
there
something on the table? That was coming up.
This philosopher offered an interpretation of Marx which differed from what he called the materialism of the Orthodox idolaters. 10 points each. I find this American philosopher who put forth that interpretation in his The Meaning of Marxism and traced the development of Marxist thought in from Hegel to Marx. City Hook. Hook was known as this man's bulldog for his role in promulgating this pragmatist's views in works like The Metaphysics of Pragmatism. This thinker's own works include Democracy and Education. Hook argued that under some circumstances, society could abrogate individual rights in order to protect itself in a book titled After the Paradoxes of This Concept. This concept was paired with capitalism in a work by Milton Friedman. 20 points.
The streak is broken.
Toss up 12. This ruler designated Theodis as the guardian for his own grandson, but Theodis succeeded this man instead. This ruler adjudicated a papal election contest in favor of Symmachus and influenced Pope John I to negotiate a withdrawal of the edict which proscribed the Arians. This king obtained Spanish territory when one of his sons and... When one of his sons-in-law was killed in the Battle of Boyel, he promulgated 154 rules in his name, an edict, a clarification of Roman law, and to which he also subjected his people. Also known for his decagonal-based mausoleum in Ravenna, this ruler was asked by the Emperor Zeno to take the Italian peninsula, which he did when he took Ravenna from Odoacer in 493 CE. For 10 points, identify this Ostrogoth king who ruled Italy from 493 to 526.
Theodoric.
It's Theodoric the Great. Toss 13. The practice of this bill declares, I can be smart when it's important, and is attracted to Piggy Beekman, who is in the mining business. In his best-known number, men dance with women wearing pink dresses as the singer declares, a kiss on the hand may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat. A little girl from Little Rock named Dorothy Shaw was played by Jane Russell in this film. Based on a novel by Anita Loos, it features...
Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
What?
Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Yeah, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes is correct.
Trash.
I'm going to get this bonus. This man's namesake company offered a $3 million loan to the state of Pennsylvania during the Civil War. For 10 points each, I don't know this financier whose Northern Pacific Railway Company declared bankruptcy during the Panic of 1873. Answer. Jay Cook. This man's 7th Cavalry was once tasked with protecting surveyors for the Northern Pacific Railway. He commanded that same 7th Cavalry Regiment during at Little Bighorn.
Custer.
Northern Pacific Chief Henry Villard began his career as a journalist covering these events. These events saw the issuance of the Galesburg Declaration, which was a whites-only interpretation of the Declaration of Independence.
These are
other,
like, regional?
Answer.
Union?
I have no idea.
These are the Lincoln Douglas debates. 10 points. Toss-up 14. A prominent example of grotto art can be found in the Dazu rock carvings in this polity, while rich deposits of titanium, cobalt, and iron can be found in its Panzi region. Water from the Dujianian irrigation system is still used by farmers.
Sichuan.
What?
Sichuan.
Power. For Sichuan province.
He's great. Redemption for the Chinese.
This slogan has had its origins in measures that were intended to increase the freedom of expression, but had the unfortunate effect of getting its originator eventually replaced by Gustave Poussin. For 10 points each, identify the slogan.
Socialism with the human face.
This man originated the slogan of socialism with the human face. He replaced Antonin Novotny as first secretary of the Czechoslovak Communist Party, and his reforms touched all the Prague Spring.
Dubček.
The core tenets of Dubček's slogan were encapsulated in this document, promulgated by the Czechoslovak Communist Party on April 1st,
1968.
Action program, 20 points.
I was trying to think of that because we just did it in my class. I wouldn't have pulled it.
Toss of 15. The first of these conflicts resulted from friction between one side and residents of Arakan and ended with the death of the losing general Bandula and the signing of the Treaty of Yandabo. The second resulted in the annexation of the Bago province and ended in a stalemate after Minda Min demanded withdrawal. The last of these conflicts arose from a council called the Hodal, levying a fine on a corporation for underreporting its tea exports. That conflict was effectively over when, on January 1st, 1886, one side annexed the other, deposed the king Thibault, and ended the Konbang dynasty. For 10 points, identify this series of conflicts over control of the Bay of Bengal between a colonial power and a Southeast Asian country with capital again.
Myanmar
Wars. Prompt.
Burmese Wars.
Prompt.
Anglo-Burmese.
That's right, 10 points. Anglo-Burmese words.
Wow, I guess I think. Sorry, does it say prompt on Myanmar?
Accept any answer which mentions both England / Britain and Burma / Myanmar.
Okay.
Bonus. The namesake of a class of icebreaker ships is attested in the charter of Kostroma, which was partially given to his son-in-law, Bogdan, in tribute to this man's deeds. For 10 points each, identify this legendary figure who is said to have led a Polish army looking for the Hypatian monastery into death in the deep woods instead.
Damn. Master John.
Answer?
Yes, for the first.
Ivan Susanin. The Poles were attempting to capture or kill this new Tsar of Russia who ended the time of troubles and founded the final Russian ruling house.
Michael I.
Yeah. The Susanian legend is depicted in A Life of the Tsar, an opera by this composer of the Toasting Cup and Ruslan and Ludmilla.
Blink, okay.
20 points for Michigan.
That's an amusing comment.
Toss up 16. A revolt in Trukiaska prompted this man to resign from the presidency, and he was forced to sign the Treaty of Pikiza after his country was invaded by Augustin Gamera. This president of the Admirable Congress was the first president of a country later ruled by Andres de Santa Cruz. He captured numerous officers in the Battle of the Generals fought against José de la Serna. After the Battle of Junin, he joined forces with Simón Bolívar, and this man won the Battle of Ayacucho.
Sucre.
It is Sucre.
Curtis.
Charlie Dent sponsored a bill to revoke this man's citizenship in 2010, and Paul Craig Roberts declared his death as the day America died. For 10 points each, identify this Colorado State alum who was killed in Yemen 2 weeks before his 16-year-old son was also killed there.
Damn, I really don't know.
This is Admiral al-Awlaki. Al-Awlaki had been in correspondence with Nadal Hassan, the man who killed 13 people at this Texas military base in 2009.
Four.
Answer? Fort Hood. In March 2012, this man gave a speech at Northwestern Law School justifying the Obama administration's use of drones against American citizens.
Little help.
Answer? Eric Holder, no points.
Sure. Oh, didn't
you
know that? They stopped.
Yeah.
We should close the windows.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Okay.
That's bad.
Toss up 17. This building's designer was forbidden from putting his name on it, so he carved a secret dedication from the son of Dexaphanes into it and covered the base with a plaster honoring his patron, which eroded over time. The crucial feature of this object was replaced with a tiny mosque by Amin ibn Tulun. Later, its ruins were used to build Kiab Bey's fort. Jean-Yves Imperu found a statue of Arsinoe and several other remains of this structure in 1994. Hermann Thiriche was the first scholar of this object and described it as being built in successive square, octagonal, and cylindrical stages.
White House knowledge.
Yeah, let's close this window for real, please.
Go ahead, Mouse.
Yeah, it seems kind of... Yeah.
He's cute.
That's why we did my husband.
I think so.
I saw that.
I just
have
to open up again when we
deconstruct. Okay, thanks. Okay, so Michigan, you guys get this bonus. Identify the following about some ancient historians for 10 points each. The son of Lycortus of Megalopolis was taken to Rome, where he befriended Scipio Aemilianus, a practitioner of pragmatic history. The histories contains details about the Second Punic War.
What is?
This one-time strategos is best known for his history of the Peloponnesian War. This native of Terominium wrote the Olympionikai, which contains the list of Spartan ephors and Athenian archons. A Platonic dialogue with this name describes a war fought between Athens and Atlantis.
Not Timaeus. What's the other one that?
Answer.
Timaeus.
Yeah, 30 points.
Believe in yourself, Curtis.
I wouldn't.
Can you kind of
toss up 18. A socialist who saw that this position had his bid derailed by a bombing attack on the McNamara brothers. An occupant of this office was president of...
So, Mayor of Los Angeles.
It is Mayor of Los Angeles. Power.
Very nice.
Bonus. In the second of these events, one participant was accused of woolly thinking for 10 points each. What were these four landmark 1960 televised events, which began in Chicago with one participant looking haggard from the flu?
The Nixon Kennedy
debate. The third debate focused largely on the fate of these two islands off the coast of China, which Taiwan precariously controlled.
Go Lima.
The two islands. I don't know.
Kimoi and Matsu. Yeah. 1960 was the only year of televised debates before 1976, after which they became standard. In 1976, Gerald Ford committed a blooper when he asserted that this two-word phenomenon did not exist in Eastern Europe. Answer.
The Cold War.
Soviet domination. 10 points for Michigan. Close enough.
That's pretty good.
I don't know.
I think I
was that. We gotta watch the whole debate footage.
Toss up 19. A major official serving in this empire wrote a manual of government called the Rules for Kings and was assassinated by the Ismails. Another ruler of this empire won a major victory at the Battle of Myrocephalon. Under this empire, Massagid.
The Seljuks.
It is the Seljuk Tower.
Almost said the Byzantines. I was like,
during the Tang Dynasty, this system gave about 13 and a third acres to all adult males in exchange for an effective tax of 2 or 3% of the yield. For 10 points each, identify this system of land division in China, not to be confused with the well field system.
Equal field system.
Wang Nang, who usurped this Chinese dynasty, attempted to revive the well field system. This dynasty held power from around 200 BCE to 200 CE and led to the state of China's largest ethnic group.
Han.
Japan adopted the equal field system during the Asuka period, which was followed by this period lasting for much of the 8th century. Its namesake capital is modeled on Chang'an. Answer.
Nara.
Yeah, 30 points.
It's in Seoul's model on Chang'an.
Take it outside.
Toss up 20. This man was accused of stealing a pig and biting off Absalom Johnson's ear, but pled benefit of clergy by reciting a Bible verse. The chief obstacle to this man's plan was described in detail by James Callender, who was writing while in jail for violating the Sedition Act. He was told that a French army had occupied the Florida Keys in support. This blacksmith from Brookfield Plantation...
Dusty.
No, that's fine. Accepted Quakers, Methodists, and Frenchmen from his plan to kill all white people. He assembled at least 1,000 slaves in his army on August 30th, which could not advance due to a thunderstorm which flooded the roads and bridges. Along with 34 of his followers, he was then executed by Governor James Monroe for defiance to name this slave who led a rebellion in Richmond in 1800.
Prosser.
It is Prosser. Alright, Professor Pugnotus. Passed in the wake of the Second Mysore War, this legislation set up the dual systems of control that was to last until 1858, and also forbade its target to interfere in native affairs. From that point, each item of this legislation done by the name of the minister who introduced it, which circumscribed the powers of a certain commercial organization.
British name for guy.
Answer.
Wellington's British East India Company.
Pitt's India Act. Following the retirement of Warren Hastings in the wake of the passage of Pitt's India Act, John McPherson served a 20-month interregnum, after which he was replaced as Governor General by this man, fresh off surrendering to Washington at Yorktown.
Cornwallis.
Cornwallis was promptly then forced to fight in the Third Mysore War, launched by this man, the son of Hyder Ali, forced to cede half of his domains at the Treaty of Seringapatam. This man died protecting that city in the Fourth Mysore War.
Nope.
Tipu Sultan, 10 points. So the final score is 145 for Northwestern, 330 for Michigan A.